Today's Shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Tzadik Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch Daf Tzadik Aleph Amen Aleph. Six lines from the top. Amamar. The Braisa taught us Toida Menayin. That how do we know that a carbon Toida requires Nesachim? Tamalayma, the Pasuk says, Oy Zavach. And from the Oy, we learn that they require Nesachim. So ask the Gemara Ota Toida Lav Zavachu. Why do we need a special word, oi, to teach us that the Toida requires the Sochem? Isn't Toida a type of carbon? Actually, as we have often discussed, it's a type of carbon, shlamim. And as we've been learning in our shiurim, that the carbon shlamim needs Zvachim, so if the carbon needs Nesachim, so this should not be any different than any other carbon shlamim. Answers the Gemara Itzrich. There was a need to teach us this limud. We might have thought, since as we've been discussing so many times, together with the carbon taida, we bring 40 chalas, as we know, 30 are matzah types, and 10 are chametz, loaves, and we bring 10 of each, 10 times 4. One is of each are given to the Kahanim, which the Kahanim do tenufa with, waving with the Chaz V'Shoik, and they're eaten by the Kahanim, and the other 36 are eaten by the owner. So, since we have this special halacha of the lechem together with the carbon toida, therefore, like to buy Nesachim, it should not require Nesachim. That's why we need a pasuk to say it does. So, of course, Rashi tries to understand why is the fact that it has lechem mean that it shouldn't require nesachim. So, one pshat is that the lechem takes the place of the nesachim. And since the lechem takes the place of the nesachim, that's why we already don't have to have nesachim separately. Another pshat is that the halacha is that since the Torah says that this carbon comes with a zevach, so we would think that this carbon comes with lechem. So we started that carbonus require zevach requires nesachim. But now that we learned that this carbon is so very different, it has these chalas. What maybe that means to say is that it's not in the category of a zevach. And if it's not in the category of a zevach, there is no requirement for nesachim. Teaches us the Torah that it still requires nesachim, even the carbon taida. Ask the Gemara, but why would the taida, maishna me'el nazir, why would it be different than the el nazir that the nazir brings at the completion of his days of naziris? Dika b'hadei lechem, the halacha is that when the nazir finishes his complete being a nazir, he brings along with the el nazir two types of chalas, rikikin and chalas mafet tenor, 10 of each, and the kohen takes one of each and does again tenufas chaz v'shoik with those chalas and together with the emrim and the zroi b'sheila, the forearm that's cooked of the oil and the rest of the chalas are eaten to the kahanim, and those two are eaten to the kahanim, and the rest are eaten to the balim. So we see that they still have this halacha, the el nazir of ikaba de lechem, and yet by nesachim we bring nesachim along with it. So we already see that the bringing of lechem has no reason, has no relevance to what we're discussing in our shir. That the halacha that should be a reason not to bring the sochem. Answers the Gemara Salka Dat Chamina Hasam Shnei Minim. By the El Nazir, we only bring two types of chalas, but by the Toida Hacha that we bring four types of chala. Therefore, Abba Minim here, as we just finished explaining different explanations, there should be no requirement for the sochem. Kamash 1, the Torah teaches us that the Toida does have Nesachim. We learned further in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, L'fale neder oy b'nedava. We learn from here that anything that comes b'nedav b'nedava, requires nesachim. Ask the Gemara, the licht of Rachmana, it would have been adequate that the Torah should say, lefale neder oy ben adavam, v'leibaya oylam. The Torah should have just said, lefale neder ben adavam. And from, we will learn from there that any carbon that is a donated carbon, and oyla obviously is that type of a carbon, is requires nesachim, and there would not need for a pasuk to teach us oyla. So the question, of course, is we used, as Rashi, the pasuk of the word oyla to teach us that a carbon mincha doesn't require nesachim. So why? So we need that word oyla for that purpose. So Rashi, one pshat Rashi says that a oyla is not a zevach, and therefore it's obvious that it doesn't require nesachim. Another pshat is that the pasuk says menaboker menatzoyim. And from there we learn that only animals that are brought for that are only animals require nesachim, not a carbon mincha. So again, ask the Gemara v'leibaya oyla, why was the Torah need to say oyla? Answers the Gemara, il kai kas rachmana oyla. If the Torah had not written the word oyla havamina, we would have learned the psukim in a klal or prat or klal fashion. And as we know, the halacha is a klal or prat or klal. The prat serves to serve as a model. Anything that's similar to the prat will have this halacha. Anything not. So the Gemara explains that the pasuk we would have learned, Vasisim Ishalay Lashem Klau, Lefala Nedar Benedava Prat, Lareich Nechayach is a Chazor Klau, and the rule is, as we just said, Klau Pratu Klau, Yatadon Elokeina Prat, Ma Prat Meforish Dovisha in a Baal Chait, something that's not brought for Naveira, that is the kind of carbon that requires Nesachim, Av Kosha in Baal Chait, carbonates that don't come because of Naveira require Nesachim. Oitzi chatzis for Hashem, we will eliminate chatzis for Hashem, shem boyam lachet. Elvi b'chor mais or Pesach, but we will include b'chor mais and Pesach, which are all the types of carbonos, shem boyam lachet, that aren't brought because of an aveira. That's why Tamaloyim, the Torah says, oyla, to teach us that b'chor mais and Pesach are excluded from Nesachim. Ask the Gemara, so hash to the ksiv, oyla. Not that the Torah used the word oyla. And we learn from the word oyla that b'chor ma'isa Pesach are excluded from the Sochem, kalaprat ma'amar b'spei. So what does the kalaprat serve to teach us? Teach us ma'aprat m'furish shenim chuy v'oymet. It's a carbon that we're not obligated to bring. Af kol shenim chuy v'oymet. The only a carbon that we are not obligated to bring requires the Sochem. Bahavi, to teach us Vlados Kachim, that we speak about the Vlados Kachim, that they are Kadosh and they're brought on the Mizbeach. So the Oila is always a Zachar. So we can't say that we're speaking about an Oila because it's a male. We can't be speaking about a Shlomim because a Shlomim is also never. To teach us that if a shlom had a vlad, it requires a nesachim. It can't be speaking about a nechatas. Two reasons. Number one is because a chatas, even though a chatas in the keva, but we learned the chatas never brings nesachim. But moreover, even by the chatas mitzayra, which does have nesachim, but the halacha is that a vlad chatos, the child of a chatos, ain't a krav, is not put on the mizbeach. So it means the vlad of shlomim. The rabbis vadas kachim, utmarasam, the Torah is coming to teach us that the tamura of oil of a shlomim, since it's put on the mizbeach, requires nesachim. And the Meshech Chochma says a beautiful pshat, why we need a pasuk to teach us that the tamura of a shlomim, the tmur of a shlomim and oil requires nesachim. He explains that the Gemara taught us at the beginning of the Masechta, or Shimon taught us at the beginning of the Masechta, on the Afiyura Amar Aleph, that why are there no nesachim by Chatas Vanashim? And the Gemara said, Shloi Kabana Mahudr, and a carbon that's brought because of an Aveira should not be glorified with Nesachim. And therefore, we would think that, as we know, doing a Temura, making a Temura is an Aveira. As the Torah says, Lo Yemirenu, we're not supposed to make a Temura. Just the Torah says, V'mhamma Yomer, if we are to make a Temura, V'yuhu Usmarasa Yekaidish, they're Kaidish. So therefore, we might have thought that since bringing a Temura involves doing an Aveira, and if it involves doing an Aveira, maybe we ought not to bring Nesachim with it. That's why they teach us that Temurasam of Oil of Ishlamim do have Nesachim. V'ayla ba min ha-Moyser, as we discussed, where we have Moyser Nesachim, that the Kabbalah, when we have the various example of Moyser Nesachim, the price has changed, we learned, or somebody donated more than he needed, that the halach is that those funds are used for oilus kites of Mizbeach. The halach is teaching us that they require Nesachim. Vashem shenitik l'riya, the halach is that if somebody was obligated to bring a Karban Asham, and the person who was obligated to bring the Karban Asham passed away, or they used, or he lost his Karban, that they used a different animal, and now they find, and now the original animal is found, that the halach is it's left to become Balmum, and then they use the money for an adava, and that oila, the money is used to buy an oila, and that oila requires Nesachim. And the other halach is regarding Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shloi L'Shmam. The halach, as we learned in the first Mishnah of Masechet HaZvachim, is that all Kabbalahs besides a Chatas and a Pesach that were brought Shloi L'Shmam are kosher. Just the owner doesn't get credit. So all these Kabbalahs, even though they're not the regular case of a neder and a dava, they're all examples of Kabbalahs that we're obligated to bring. And as we said earlier, the halach of Nesachim is only said by Kabbalahs that are donated Kabbalahs. Teaches us that these Kabbalahs, since they emanate from Kabbalahs that are donated Kabbalahs, we have the halach is that they require Nesachim. So Tosfos asks, why would we need a special limud for Zvachim Shenizbuchu Shloi L'Shman that they require Nesachim? We started the first Mishnah Masechta Zvachim saying that they're kosher based on a pasuk, which we learned that the Torah says, Maitzis Vasecha Tishma Vasisa Kasha Nedat L'Hashem L'Kecha Neder Nedova. And the Gemara asked, the pasuk begins the word Neder and ends with the word Nedova. So the Torah teaches us, says the Gemara, that if you did as you were supposed to, it's a neder. If not, it's nedava. So, of course, it's a regular nedava. And we just finished saying that a carbon that's brought as a nedava requires nesachim. So, Reb Leib Malin explains the Gemara that we just said that that Mishnah taught us that a carbon that's a Pesach Chatas that's brought Shaloi L'Shma is possible. So he says, actually, the halach is that any carbon that's brought Shaloi L'Shma, that the obligation of that carbon is to be brought L'Shma. And if it's not brought, if it's brought Shaloi L'Shma, then the carbon is possible. Just as a new din, not to fulfill my obligation. My obligation I can't fulfill with that carbon. But there's a new obligation based on the pasuk that we just quoted that teaches us that even though you don't bring that carbon as carbon for which it was identified to bring, you bring it as you bring it. So says Reb Leib Malin, since we're learning that it's not your original carbon, it's actually a whole new carbon, and as we've just finished explaining, it's not just a new carbon, it's a new carbon that the Torah demanded that we bring. So since it's a new carbon that the Torah demanded that we bring, maybe the halacha should be that this carbon doesn't require nesachim because it's a carbon chayv. That's why we have a pasuk to teach us that since it started as a carbon that was a donated carbon, even though the situation and the obligation changed, the chayv of nesachim remain. Continues the Gemara. Amamar, we says the Gemara, "V'hashta demart oy." As we said, that the word oy, that it, we learned from the pasuk v'asisem eishel Hashem and abakam and atzayin ledrasha. So says the Gemara, we used that in our previous year for a drasha. So ask the Gemara. So now the Gemara is trying to understand that every time the pasuk uses the word oy, every time the word says oy, the halacha is that it should be chayiv. We should need it for drasha. So says the Gemara, the fallen nether of an adav alamali. What do we do with the word oy? The chalkam to separate one from the other. Sakadatachem itzrich. Sakadatachem minam. If the Torah would have just said le fala, if the Torah would have just said le fala nether unadava, add the mice in nether unadava. Unless you brought a both a nether and a dava, otherwise loy leboy nesachim, which shouldn't require nesachim. Kamash malan, that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. Dice a nether l'chudei leboy nesachim. If you bring a nether by itself, you have to bring the sachim. Dice in the dava l'chudei. If you bring a dava by itself, lice in the sachim, then you have to bring the sachim for each one separately. So we go back to an issue that we discussed in our previous year. The Torah speaks about Rachman Tzlon, somebody's Makal of the Imai. So Rabbi Oshia said that we need a special pasuk to teach us that Yechayiv for cursing each one individually. Because his opinion is that if the Torah says of the Imai, you're not allowed to curse Rachman Tzlon, a parent of the Imai, then the halacha is Yechayiv only if you cursed both of them. So that's why here too, it's necessary, according to Rabbi Oshia, to use the word oy, because when we don't have the word oy, we would actually think that Yechayiv only when it's a nether and an adava. El Rabbi Yonason, but ask the Gemara, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yonason, that he says that even if the Torah just wrote over the imai, the halacha is that it's either or. The only way it would be, the halacha would require both is if it said yachdav. So then the fact that the Torah said, would say nedav and adava would not lead us to believe that we need both. So we're back to where we started, lamali. What do we do with the oy? Answers the Gemara, sakta tachamina, aysa nedal chudai labai nisachim. If somebody brought a carbon as a nether, he has to bring the sachim. I said the dava luchadei. As somebody brought a carbon as a dava alone, leboy in the sachim. However, ace in the nether and the dava. If somebody brought both a nether and a dava, tiski bin the sachim dechad, one set of the sachim should be adequate. Kamash malam, that even if you brought nether and a dava, you have to bring two separate sets of the sachim. We learned. The pasuk says oy b'maydechem, and again, now that we're focusing on the oy, what do we do with the oy b'maydechem lamali? What do we do with that? Sakadat chamina hanimili. When we say that you bring for nether itself and a dova for itself, the kamaisa oyla b'nether ushlamim b'nedova. The oyla and the shlamim were brought out of two different types of obligation. The oyla was brought as a nether, and the shlamim was brought as an adova. Inami, or you could perhaps say ipcha. The oil was brought as an adava, and the shlam was brought in the nether. Aval hecha de kamaisa oil of a shlam of a nether. If you brought both the oil and the shlam as a nether. Inami, oil of a shlam of an adava, or the oil of a shlam were brought as an adava. So it's all shame nether echadhu. It's all in the category of a nether carbon, or all in the category of a shame nedava achasi, in the category of a nedava carbon. And therefore, with tizglai ben nesachim dechad, one set of nesachim should be adequate. Kamash malan, oy b'maydechem, that even in those situations, even if they're both nethers or they're both nedavas, if they're different kabbonis, yechayiv, separate nesachim. And as I saw the achroinim explain this gemara, that the entire piece of gemara we're going to learn now is really all based on how did we look at the chiyuv of the nesachim. Do we look at the chiyuv of the nesachim as related to the carbon? And the more that the two kabbonis that are being brought are similar to each other, that would always be a reason to have to bring less sets of Nesachim? Or is the Chiv Nesachim not connected to the carbon? The Chiv Nesachim is connected to the person who's bringing the carbon. If the Chiv Nesachim is connected to the individual who's bringing the Nesachim, so for every carbon that I bring, I have to bring the Nesachim. And that's actually what the Gemara has come to teach us, that the Chiv, the obligation of the Nesachim, is connected to the person who's bringing the carbon, not to be viewed as it's connected, and not connected to anything else. Ask the Gemara. The pasuk says, "V'chisasa ben baka oyle zevach lamali itzrich sakadat chmina hanimili," that you bring nesachim for every carbon. Hanimili heich de kamaisa oyle v'shlam ben neder inam oyle v'shlam ben adava. You brought two different types of kabbonas. Avol heich de kamaisa shtei oyle schad ben neder v'chad ben adava. So here they're both are on the type of, but here they're both the type of a nether. Inami oil v'shlam, the different types of kabbaras. But hey, where you brought shtei oilus, so they're both a carbon oila. However, maybe heich the kamaisa shtei oilus chad ben neder v'chad ben adava. But they're both an oila. Inami, or you brought shnei shlamim, just one was a neder and a adava. Ema, since it's all shleim shlam achas, or it's all shleim oil achas, tizgleib in nesachim dechad, one set is adequate, kamash malon, you still need separate nesachim. Then the Torah says, lefala neder oy shlamim lamali, what do we do with that oy? Salkadat chamina, hanimila hech demesh shtei oilis, when are two sets of nesachim required? When you brought two oilis, but one was a neder, chadab a neder, chadab a nedova. Inami, or you brought two shlamim, and chad ben neder v'chad ben nedava. One was a neder and one was a nedava. Avol hechad kamaisa shtei oilus. If you brought two oilus, and they were both neder, so they're extremely similar, as we said. Or you brought shtei oilus, or you brought shtei oilus ben nedava. Again, the very high level of similarity. Inami shnei shlamim ben neder. You brought two shlamim, both a neder. Or you brought shlei shlamim ben nedava, both very similar, the same type of carbon shlamim, both on the dava. So we would say shem oila echerhu, the shem neda echerhu, tizle ben nesachim dechad. One set of nesachim then should be adequate. Kamash malam, every, that's why we have all these psukim to teach us. Every time, every carbon requires its own nesachim. Ask the Gemara. We learned earlier in our shir that when the Torah HaKadosh says Man HaBokeh Man HaTzayin, Rabbi Yoshi said that if you bring a bird carbon, there's no Nesachim. Rabbi Yonason taught us that you don't have to have Tzayin U'Bokeh together. Rabbi Yoshi, as we said, we don't need the Pasuk of Oiv, says the Gemara, for that purpose. So I was asking my Rabbi Yoshi, Hi, Man HaBokeh Man HaTzayin Lomali, Sakadat Chamini, we would think, Hanimili, when do we bring Nesachim, betray Mini, when you brought two different types of animals? Ava b'chad mina, but when you bring one type of animal, all the kabbalas you brought were for one type of animal, tizgalei b'nesachim d'chad, one set should be enough, kamash malam. Ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, kochatasul echad, what does the Pasuk mean with the word lomali? Sakadat chamina, Hanimili, that you have to bring separate nesachim for every carbon. Bezachazeh, when you were not magdish them at the same time. Avo bas achas, if you were magdish the two kabbonis at the same time, there maybe we would think tizgalei ben nesachim dechad, one set of nesachim is enough. Kamash malan, that even then you have to bring for every carbon separate nesachim. So one thing we've certainly learned in our shir is that certain kabbonis have to have nesachim said and nesachim brought every time you bring that carbon. So the question that the Magen Avraham and others say that when we say kabbonis in the morning, so we mention all the various different types of kabbonis, and the Magen Avraham says we should also say the parshas nesachim, because as we've learned so extensively in our shir, all these, the kabbonis that require nesachim, it's a very serious requirement to bring Nesachim. So the question is that the Prima Gadim brings up, do we have to say Nesachim after every carbon, or do we only say Nesachim once, and that saying Nesachim once will be cover all the kabbanas that we have to bring the Nesachim with? And the Prima Gadim doesn't really give an answer, but the Prima Gadim says that we should say it after all the kabbanas. It's not even though we're learning now that we have to say, we have to bring the Nesachim for every carbon individually, since we're fulfilling this obligation, we're not actually bringing the Nesachim, we're just saying the Parashat Nesachim, and the Nesachim are the same, saying it once is adequate. Even though the halacha is that after every carbon that we say, we should say Yirotzen Kilo Crafty Oila, Yirotzen Kilo Crafty Shlomim. By Chatos, we can't say that Yirotzen. Because all the other kabbanas, as we are learning, you could bring those kabbanas even if you're not obligated to bring those kabbanas. So even if you're not obligated to bring the kabbanas, you could bring it as a nedava. And therefore you could say Yirotzen Kilo Crafty Oila, Yirotzen Kilo Crafty Shlomim. Whereas, when we speak about the carbon chatos, we've learned many times, a carbon chatos cannot be brought as an adava. You can only bring a carbon chatos if you're obligated to bring a carbon chatos. Since you may only bring a carbon chatos, if you're obligated to bring a carbon chatos, you can't say yirotzen. Some say, yirotzen she'im nischayafti b'chatos, that if I am chayiv a carbon chatos, then this should be. Or somebody certainly is aware, chas v'shalom, that he did an aveira that carries within an obligation to bring a karma chatas, then he could say yirotzen. Otherwise, he can't. The question is, what about by carbon osham, when we say the parashas osham? So osham, in our shiurim, we've stated many times that the osham is treated like the chatas. But even though the osham is treated like the chatas, and you don't bring a karma osham, unless you're obligated to bring the carbon osham. However, there is a little difference. Because there's one type of osham, of an osham tolu. If somebody has a suffix, if he did an aveira, the halacha is he brings a carbon osham. The question that comes up is, an osham tolu, is that also a carbon that can only be brought if you're mechuyiv to bring it? If you're not obligated to bring it, you may not bring it. Or is a carbon asham, a carbon asham tali? There's a mandama that says a person can bring an asham tali whenever he wants, because maybe I did an aveira. According to the opinion that you could bring an asham tali whenever you want, that after saying the parasha of asham, you could say yirotzon kilo crafty asham. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, as we just discussed, the chatas and asham don't require nesachim. The only exception is chatosa shamitzayra v'ashamay, the chatas that Osham that mitzayra brings, and the Osham that he brings require nesachim. Asking Rav Noam Mili, from where do we know this halacha? Says Noam the Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk when it speaks about the mitzayra, so first he goes through the first step of purification, and then 8 days later he brings his kabbanas. Tara Gdoshe says, says the Gemara, the mincha ba'mezavach hakos medaber. The pasuk is talking about the mechas nesachim that comes along with the carbon, and he brings three esroinim. At the time of mincha ba'mezavach, is it talking about that or ena elav mincha ba'befnei atzmai? Maybe the Torah is telling us that a mitzayra has to bring a carbon mincha. Says the Gemara, Keshu Omer, when the pasuk says, "Vehela kainas oil of us a mincha," Harei Omer b'mincha ba mezavak kos medaber. The pasuk is talking about a mincha that comes with the carbon. Continues the brisa, "Veni daya any daya," but we're still not certain. In Tuna Nesachim, if besides bringing the mincha, do we also bring wine im lav, do we bring wine along as well? Tamaloimer, the pasuk says, v'yayin l'nesach revisa hin tasala oiloi l'zavach l'kevasa echad. Says the Gemara, oilo means the oilus mitzayra. Zavach is the chatz mitzayra. Oilo zavach is coming to teach us about the asham mitzayra. And all of these psukim are teaching us that we bring nesachim. And why would we think that wine is not brought? So the Sefer Karban Aaron explains, because that we're bringing nesachim together with a chatzis, michas nesachim, with a chatzis and an asham, is a chiddush. Because as we keep on learning, there typically is no michas nesachim with a chatzis for asham. And therefore, perhaps we would say, ein boy ela chidushai, and we only have the michas nesachim and not the yayin. That's why we have a pasuk to teach the wine is also. Says the Gemara, so we said now that the oila and the chatis and the osham of the mitzayra require nesachim. Says the Gemara, why do we need a pasuk to teach us the chatis and the mitzayra separately? The type of tavayu mizavach. Why can't we learn both from the word zavach? Dovamar, when the Torah speaks about a nozer, that the Torah says, as the nozer completes his terms of Naziris, he cuts his hair, and he brings three animals, a kevis for oila, a kifsa for chatas, and an ayil for shlomim. First he shechs, this is the way it should be done properly. First he shechs the karban chatas, then he shechs the oila, and then he shechs the shlomim, and then he cuts his hair, and he cooks the shlomim, and he takes from the gravy of that, and he puts it on the hair, and then he puts it in the puts the hair in the fire, which is under the bat in which the kabam shlomim is being cut. As the pasuk says, v'loka chasar roish nizroi, v'nosan al eish shetachas zevach hashlomim. Chatas v'osham minayin. How do we know that if he didn't put it under the pat in which the shlomim is being cooked, he put it in the pat in which the chatas is being cooked, or the osham is a different situation. If a nazir became tamei, so that terminates his naziris, and he becomes tamei tamei meis, so he has to go through the purification with the para aduma, and then on the seventh day, when he finished that purification process, he cuts his hair, and he then goes to the mikvah, and then he has hair of shemesh, and the next day, he brings his kabanis. He brings two birds, shtei tayrim u'shnei b'nei yoinam, one for oil and one for chatas, and a kevis for osham. And now he starts his naziris all over again. How do we know if you put the hair under any of these other pots that it's considered acceptable? Tamaloimer zavach hashlomim. It would have been enough for the Torah to say ashatach hashlomim. The fact that the Torah added the word zavach hashlomim to teach us that if you put the hair under the pot of the chatas, or you put the hair under the pot of the asham, you fulfill this obligation. So wouldn't we say the same thing here, that the fact that the Torah adds zavach, it's an indication that the chatas and asham and mitzayra require michas nesachim? Answers the Gemara, hani mili, says the Gemara, when do we say that the word zavach is here to include chatas asham? Hani mili, hecha de tavayka dodi ninhu. When the chatas and asham are all the same, they all serve the same purpose. The chatas by the mitzayra, the chatas of the nazir makes that he should be allowed to drink wine and take a haircut. The asham makes that he should be able to count the naziris again. Avel hecha de asham lahakshar, v'chatas lachaper. By mitzayra, the asham is there that now he can enter the Machna Shechina, which he was not allowed to enter till now. The Chatas, as the Gemara says, the Gemara Masechet Erechin teaches us, Omer of Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Al Shiv Dvarim, Negoim Boim, the seven Averis for which the Negoim come, Al Loshon Hara, Al Shvichus Damim, Val Shvu Shav, Val Gilei Rais, Val Gassas Haruach, Val Gezel, Val Tzoros Ayin. So the Asham and the Chatas come for two different purposes by the Mitzayra, to Therefore, they don't serve they different purposes. Since they don't serve different purposes, the halacha is being in trei kroy. Many Rishonim and Achronim are sort of perplexed with this Gemara. Could they say that the chattas also is required for the Metzorah to be able to enter the Beis HaMikdash or Eid Kodshim? How is saying that it's coming completely lechaper? So the best teretz that I saw is that it's not that it comes indeed that he should be able to enter the Beis HaMikdash or Eid Kodshim, but it also comes lechaper, whereas the Osham only comes lehachshir. Zavach, we learned in the Braisa Zuchatas Metzorah that asked the Gemara Ve'ema Chatas Osham the Nazir, and they will say that they will require Nesachim. In other words, how do we know that it's the Chatas Metzorah that requires Nesachim? Lo Yisakadatach. The Tanya, the Braisa, when it speaks about the Nazir, says Ve'ikres Kabbana LaHashem, Keves ben Shnosa Sam Echel Oil of a Kafsa Achs ben Shnosa Tamim Lachatis, Vail Achatomim Lashlamim, Vasam Mal Salas Chalas Blues Beshem Rakuki Mats Meshucha Beshemen, Umachosa Veneskeim. Oilosa Ushlamov. Only the oil and the Shlama Kos Medaber require Michs Nesachim. Continues the Braisa. At the Oim of Oilosa Veshlamov. Are you saying that strictly speaking about the oil of Shlomim, I ain't al filu chattas? Maybe even the chattas of the Nazir requires Nesachim. Tamaloim, the Pasuk says, Vasa'ayel yas zavach Shlomim u'menchosoi v'niska. Says the one, Ayel b'chlal haya. The ayel was included with all the other kabbanas that the Nazir brings, on which the Torah says, to which the Torah says, u'menchosoi v'niskeyem. V'lama yotza. Why was it singled out? Lakshla, my al miyachad, the ayil which is brought as a shlomim, is the type of a carbon that's bar b'nadav and nadava. Af kol, only the kabbanas of a nazir that are the type of a carbon that are bar b'nadav and nadava, the type of a carbon that can be brought as a nadav and nadava, meaning the shlomim and the oil and the oila, and excluding the chattas of the mitzayra, that the excluding the chatos that doesn't of the nazir doesn't have mechas nesachim. We learned oila is oilus mitzayra, that the oilus mitzayra does have mechas nesachim. Ask them of ema oila liyadis. We know that when a woman has a baby, so if she has a boy, for the first 14 days she's tamei, no matter what, and afterwards, till day 40, she is tar no matter what. By a girl, everything doubles. She's tamei no matter what for the first 14 days, and then until day 80, she's tar. And then after day 40 by a boy, and day 80 by a boy, by a girl, she brings a keves la'oila and a ben yoino or a tar l'chatas. Maybe the pasuk is coming to teach us that the yoledes, when she brings her carbon, she brings nesachim. Amma Abaya says, Abaya, we don't need this word oila to teach us that then. Oila su yaledis, then an oila of yaledis requires nesachim, misseif of the kronafka. We learn from the end of the pasuk. The Tanya of Nosan Omer, the pasuk says when it speaks about the nesachim, the yael and nesach revisahin, tasa la oila oila zevach lekeves echad. Lekeves, we learn from it, zu oila su yaledis. Ho echad, ze echad osu shlamaisa. This is a halacha we know, shakar of shlamim. We know, as we spoke about, Maisa Behema, is that the 10th animal is identified as Maisa Behema, and it's essentially brought like a carbon shlomim. But if somebody got confused, and he called the 9th animal 10, and the 10th animal 9, and the 11th animal 10, that he got confused between the 9th, 10th, and 11, they have special halachas. The Gemara Masechet Becharis teaches us that the animal which is really the 9th animal, we wait till it becomes balmum and we eat it. The 10th animal is brought like a mice animal, and the 11th animal is brought as a carbon shlomim. So although the 10th animal, which is the mice animal, as we've learned, the halacha is, doesn't bring any nesachim, but the 11th animal, which is being treated as a carbon shlomim, will be green shlomim. Ze echad also shlomaisish karav shlomim. Shlomitzinu Shebechal HaTorah, and this is a huge chiddush, Sheitofel Chomem and Iker. The real obligatory animal here is the 10th animal. That's the real Maisa Behema animal, and Maisa Behema animal has no Nesachim. The 11th animal, which is only being brought because of a mix-up, is going to have a Chiyuv Nesachim. Rav Amma says the Gemara, why don't we use the Pasuk of Zevach to teach us the Chattas and Oshim of a Nozer requiring Nesachim, and Oila to speak about Oila Yuledis, says the Gemara, which type of situation requires three kabbanas of oimah mitzayra, chatas oshem ve'oila, whereas a nazir and a yeledis don't have three kabbanas. So the pasuk that speaks about three kabbanas and makes most sense to say is speaking about a mitzayra. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says by the Pashim Nesachim, Oila ayil tasa mincha soil shnei esroinim blula b'shem mishlishas ahin v'yayil anesach shlishas ahin takar v'reich t'chayach l'shem lomeli, why do we need this pasuk? The Torah already said shnei esroinim soil mincha blula b'shemin lo ayil lo achad am rav sheshes l'rabel eilo shel aron, that Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur an ayil that he bought from his own funds. He brought the Ayla Am, that was brought like a Kabbal Musaf, and he brought his own Ayla, that the Aloch is that he brings Nesachim with it. Ask the Gemara, Ayla Shal Aaron, that the carbon of Aaron, that Ayla, requires Nesachim, the Meidechem Nafka. We learn from the word Mayadim, Meidechem, that anything that's brought on a Yontif requires Nesachim. Sakadatach Minahani Mili the Tzibur. That when is there such an obligation? When it's a carbon tzibur. Aval the yochid, this that we're speaking about is a carbon yochid, loy, maybe it shouldn't require nesachim. That's why we have a pasuk to teach us that it requires nesachim. Ask them a maishna ma'elos yeledis. We just said that a yeledis, who's a private individual, brings nesachim. So we see that there's no difference between tzibur or yochid. Answers the Gemara, Sakadat Chamina, Hanimila Dovashen Kvulem Zman. Something that it doesn't have a specific time. Ava Dovashen Kvulem Zman, the Eilo Shalarim, which is brought on Yom Kippur, Eima Loi, it shouldn't require Nesachim, Kamash Malon. For this Gemara, the most interesting concept is extrapolated from this Gemara. Because the Gemara wanted to say that the Eilo Shalarim, which is brought on Yom Kippur, the obligation to bring the Sachim, we should know from the halacha of from the pasuk of b'maya deichem. The question that comes up when we speak about this is Yom Kippur called maya deichem? The question is that we know on the Shalosh Regalim we say Vasienu, Hashem Elokeinu, because it's Berachas maya decha. Would we say it on Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Are they considered my adim? So the most Paiskim are of the opinion that we see that we do that they are called Mayadim. One of the Nafkaminas would be, for example, on Rosh Hashanah, when we make Kiddush by day, do we say Elam Mayadei Hashem, Ashutikra Oysam B'Mayadim? But they're not on the same level of Mayid as the Shalosh Regalim. We are on the Shalosh Regalim, we say Mayadim L'Simcha, Chagim Uzmanim L'Sosoin. So it's not on that high level, but it is on the level of Mayadei Hashem, and that's why many Paiskim say that we do say El Mayadei Hashem when we make Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk continued, Oy La Ayil. The Pasuk said, Oy, what did we learn from that? The Rabbis is Pelegis. When we speak about animals, the Kevis is an animal within the first year. After 30 days after the first year, it's called an ayil. During those 30 days, between the first year and 30 days into the second year, it's called a pilegus. And there's a very big machloikus, as we'll see in the Gemara, is a pilegus a separate type of animal, or is a pilegus a suffix that we should be treated like a kevis or a yayil? So explains the Gemara. And the pasuk, the Gemara is saying that we use that oil to teach us that if you bring a pilegus as a carbon, the halacha is that you have to bring the sochen. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bar Yehu, according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, that the pilegus is a separate type of animal, the tanan, hikriva mevil of nechzik ayo v'edim oiloi mezivchai, because there's a question that the Mishnah talks about in Masech Deparo, what type of nesachim do we bring with the pelegas? The nesachim of an ayil or the nesachim of a keves? Because you know different animals have different nesachim. So the halacha is, you bring the nesachim of an ayil, v'eina oilam b'zivchai, v'am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that you bring the nesachim, oil ayil rabbis is pelegas, and that the nesachim are like an ayil. El ba'pada d'mam in ma'isi masli. Ba'pada says it's a suffix. Maybe it's a keves, maybe it's an ayil. And we bring the nesachim that are larger, and we say, if it's mechuyah, fine. And if not, it should be used just as an adava. Because he holds it's a sveika. So ask the Gemara, it's a crawler, rebuyah sveika. Vade lebarapada, says the Gemara, lebarapada kasha. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is like this. We could have a question, how to treat a legis, like a keves or ayil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have any sveikas. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have any sveikas, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly knows what it is. And the Torah wouldn't need a pasuk to tell us what it is. If that's the case, what do we do with the oi? And the Gemara says that oi is indeed a question. The pasuk says, Koch yas l'shar achad l'ayil achad v'l'seh b'kvasim o b'izim. L'shar achad b'atam loyma. L'fish amin shekhilik ha-kosev. Bein nisrei ayil and nisrei keves, as we just said, between the sochem of a two-year-old animal versus a one-year-old animal. Yochel nachl bein nisrei par l'nisrei egel. The nisrei of a par, which is a cow, which is above 1 year old, versus an eagle, which is a calf, which is less than 1 year old. Tamalim l'shar echad, all cows, oxen are treated the same way. Oil ayamat tamalim l'fi shemitzinu shechila kasa ben nechsei ben shana l'nechsei ben shtayim between the nesachim of a keves and an ayil. Yochel nachle ben nechsei ben shtayim l'nechsei ben shalosh. So we should also differentiate between a two-year-old and a three-year-old. Tamaloima oila ayil echad. That two-year-old and a three-year-old are all in the same category of an ayil. Oila sebek fosim at tamaloima. Lefishim etzin shechilik akosif. Ben nechsei keves, ben nechsei ayil. Yochel nechalik ben nechsei kifsa, which is a one-year-old, female. Ben nechsei rechela, which is 2 years old, sheep. Tamaloima oila sebek fosim. Oibe izim, goat ma tamaloimer. Again, says the Brisa. Lefish mitzina shechilak akosu ben nechse keves, le nechse ayel. Yochel nachle ben nechse gedi. That there should be a difference in the nechasachim of a young goat, le nechse sar, versus an older goat. Tamaloimer, oibe izim, by goat we don't differentiate between older or younger. Amar Rava, Badak lan Rava. Rava tested us. Nechse rechela. The nechasim of a sheep that's 2 years old, bekama, what is the halacha? Pshtina leimim masnisin, and we answer this based on a Mishnah Masech Shkolim. The Mishnah over there speaks about somebody who brought a carbon and did not bring nesachim. The halacha is that he gives money to the administrator in the base of Mikdash, and he gives him like a token that with that token, he gets the nesachim that he's supposed to get. Gedi, when there was a token that had on it the word gedi, misham shel nechsei tzoyin gedoilim b'ktanim, shel zecharim shel nekevis, all of them have the same nesachim, chutz me'elim. So we see that the Mishnah, when it says shel gedoilim shel ktanim, it's speaking about females. And by females, there's no difference between old and young, and there's one type of nesachim, both for younger females and older females. Only by males does the Torah differentiate between a keves and an ayil, that the different nesachim for those two types of animals.